Parshas Vayikra. Today is, or was, depending on where you are in the world, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're preparing for Pesach. And the Pasuk tells us, the second Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yamar Torah lehem, tell the Jewish people, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem, when a man will bring a korban. Yakriv is in the singular. Min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, u-min ha-tzon takrivu, as korban chem. And then it switches to the plural. It starts in singular and switches to the plural. Rav Sternbach writes in his Sefer, that when a Jew sins, he has to understand that he's not just harming himself, but he is in fact harming all of Klal Yisrael. All Jews are responsible for one another, Klal Yisrael, Rebin, Zel, Azeh. And therefore, if he sins, he has to bring a korban. But when he brings a korban, he's not just rectifying this sin that harmed him, but he's rectifying this sin that in fact harmed all of Klal Yisrael. And this is a very important Jewish outlook. We have to understand that we're one for all and all for one, and that when we act and when we do things and we do good things, we have the great potential to do tremendous things for others and to look past ourselves, beyond ourselves, and do great things for others. And in the context of this pasuk, Rav Sternbach is telling us that chas v'shalom, when we're dealing with bad things, so one can also harm everybody around him. But we have the potential, the great potential for good to impact others. And in order for a person to look beyond himself, it requires a level of anava, of humility, to understand that there's more to life than just me. And it's not what can everyone do for me, but what can I do for others. And this humility is also alluded to in the very first pasuk, in the very first word of Vayikra. The pasuk says, Vayikra el Moshe, he called to Moshe, and the aleph is little. Why is the aleph little? Because it was very uncomfortable for Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wanted to get rid of that word. Hashem came, called out to Moshe, and he wanted to get rid of it. He wanted to get rid of the aleph altogether. It should be Vayikar, kind of a happenstance, like by Bilam, Hashem happened to call Moshe, and Hashem said no, and Moshe got permission to shrink the aleph, and that was a sign of Moshe's great humility. We've just finished Sefer Shmos that concludes with the building of the Mishkan, and we know that everybody contributed a machzis shekel, not a whole shekel, only half a shekel, also to teach us the anava. We're all in it together, and we're all incomplete, and we all need each other to complete ourselves. Today is or was Rosh Chodesh, and Chazal tell us in the very beginning of Bereishis, Hashem created Shnei Ma'oros HaGdolim, two great luminaries. The sun and the moon were of equal size, and the moon came and complained to Hashem, you can't have two kings. Hashem said, kings? You're not the kings, I'm the king. You're just the moon. And Hashem shrunk the moon. The moon acted with gaiva, with haughtiness, and he was shrunk. And today being Rosh Chodesh Nisan, this is Vayhi Bayom HaShmini, the eighth day of the Miluim, which started on the 23rd day of Adar, building up to the inauguration of the Mizbeach and the Mishkan. And that was the day that the two sons of Aaron, in the middle of the great Simcha, Nadav Aviu, did something wrong. There's a whole discussion. The Gemara, the Pasuk says they brought an Esh Zara. And the commentaries give all sorts of different things. Chazal tell us different things that they did wrong. On their lofty level, they were tremendously great tzaddikim, but on their lofty level, they did things wrong. And when you look at what's enumerated by Chazal, what comes out is a lack of humility on the part of Nadav Aviu, and they were punished terribly, and they both died today on Rosh Chodesh Nisan during the great Simcha of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And we're 2 weeks to Pesach, we're preparing for Pesach, and the difference between chametz and matzah is also this humility. Chametz is puffed up, it's bread, it has yeast, and it makes himself look big, and that represents gaiva, and the matzah is flat. It's the same ingredients as the puffed up bread. Often it's the same ingredients, just a question of you if you let it rise. And really, the matzah is the real deal. He's small, he's compact, he doesn't try to make himself bigger and better than everybody else. And the matzah also represents humility. So we have to take all the lessons of the Mishkan and the lessons of Vayikra and Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Pesach to work on our humility and understand that all that we have is a matana from Hashem. It's all a gift from Hashem. We didn't do anything to deserve all of the blessings in our life. And it's just a responsibility to take all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us and use it for great purposes to make Hashem's name great in this world, to help the world, to help the Jewish people, to grow and to grow and to grow in our relationship with Hashem, and to spill over and to impact others positively, and to do great things for the Jewish nation.